This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1561. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 21st, Albania, Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Bahrain, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Central African Republic, China, Czechia, France, Greece, Israel, Kashmir, Libya, Madagascar, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sarawak, Spain, Sudan, Sweden, Syria, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On April 20th, Radio Tirana Albania finally made that frequency change we've been hoping for to get away from the unexpected interference from All India Radio on 13640. The new frequency for Tirana is 13735. For the English broadcast to Western Europe and North America at 1845 to 1900 and 20 to 2030, except on Sundays. Also, should you hear a station playing music with announcements in Albanian on 13625 between 0518 and 0537 UT, as I did on April 6th and 16th, that's also Radio Tirana. They're not really using that frequency until 1430, the other English broadcast to North America, but it seems they've been turning it on for a test a few minutes much earlier in the morning, relaying the domestic service, but not every day. From New South Wales, David Sharp reports, Radio Nacional Angola, April 1st at 21:13 in Portuguese, fair with lively vocals and a male DJ, on 7216.78. It was best on the by tuning upper sideband to escape, presumably China, on 7215. As we were hoping on last week's show, LRA 36 Antarctica really did begin regular programming on April 14th, 15476, between 12:30 and 15 UT, Monday through Friday is the schedule, but they were on the air a bit earlier with a musical prelude before 12:30. Reception here is always marginal, sometimes fading up, so we can hear a few words in Spanish, including IDs as LRA 36, and also their full name, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel. Since then, we and now many other listeners have been hearing it just about every weekday morning, but reception varying considerably from day to day, and not always, it seems, on the air for the entire period. It was a bit better on April 15th. The name of their program, at least the first one, and maybe the entire transmission, is Amanecer Austral, which means Southern Dawn. There are three female announcers taking turns. We also have direct reports of it from Ron Howard in California, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil. But it seems they may still have been on the air at some times outside their regular schedule. 15476 being quite a distinct frequency, not used by anyone else. It's reported by Brian Clark in New Zealand. April 19th from 1907 until abrupt closing at 2050 UT. They were only playing folk music mostly in Spanish with deep fading, and everything seems to point to it having come from the same station. And it was also heard by David Sharp in New South Wales the same day before 1900 UT. However, holidays mean it's off the air, and that is the case on Thursday and Friday, April 21st and 22nd, says Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily. So they should be back on the air by the following Monday, and then more or less Monday through Fridays. My previous declaration that Radio Australia has been dumbed down may have been a tad too harsh. We do have pop music, time and temp, vapid DJ chatter, but it's mixed with talk segments, such as April 18th at 13:13 on 9580. There was an interview with the author of Disconnect about the dangers of cell phones to brains and to gonads. After 8 minutes, however, enough of that, gotta play some rap music. It's a magazine format for typical Radio Australia listeners with severely impaired attention spans and horrible taste in music. Here's another case where you need to be very careful on your assumptions about what you're logging. Acker Peterson in Denmark reports via Dario Monferini Playdex about 6010.00. On April 12th at 23:50, he was hearing nonstop British pop music, a time signal at midnight UT, but the music continued without any announcement. Straight for Senpo reception, and he says he assumes it's Radio Bahrain in Abu Hayyan, as scheduled on that frequency. However, two nights later, I guess it was one night, after midnight UT, on exactly the same frequency, he was hearing Belarusian Radio 1. That's April 14th at midnight 5 to midnight 15. They were on the air later than expected, playing local songs, but they did have some announcements in Belarusian and were parallel to some of their other frequencies, 6040, 6070, and 6080. So no doubt about the identification that time. Anyhow, don't mix up Bahrain and Belarus on 6010. About the Bolivian, called Radio Yatun Aju, reported by Anders Hultqvist in Sweden, shortwave bulletin. It varies 1 or 2 hertz around 4716.700. Heard April 13th at 23:30. It had signed on at 22:20 and closed down at 02:30. Meanwhile, the frequency had drifted upward from sign-on. It was at 4716.687. Then on April 15th, the close-down was at 02:10. He also reports Radio Lipes, Bolivia, rather strong, but lots of atmospheric noise. April 13th from 23:30 to close-down at midnight 30 on 4795.965. However, Karl Hunzik in Czechia reports via BCDX that on UT Saturday, April 9th, they were on the air later than that. In fact, from 02:20 until 04:38, an extended transmission on their Friday evenings, perhaps not every Friday. But he says, when I hear Radio Lipis, it's on Saturday mornings in Central Europe. And he measures the frequency to only two decimal places, 4795.97. A few stations run time signals automatically on the half hour, such as Spanish foreign radio, and some even do it also on the quarter hour. In New Zealand DX time, Brian Clark reports Radio Bandeirantes in Brazil, 11925.2, was heard again on the 22nd of March, after a period of absence at 02:57. He says they have distinctive time pips every 15 minutes, and parallel to 9645.35. Since the news last week, several more reports of reception of Radio ICDI, Central African Republic, on their new frequency 3390. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reports it April 10th until 2101, and April 11th until 2050. And also starting to hear it at 2020 UT in French with talk and choral music. In shortwave bulletin, it's reported by Anders Hultqvist in Sweden, measured 4 hertz below the frequency, April 13th at 20:45. It was rather weak. Björn Fransson in Sweden heard it April 14th at 20:00. He says only audible in lower sideband due to CW interference, and his log is only tentative. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden tells DX Listening Digest he's 99% sure he had it until sign-off at 21:06 on April 13th. James McDonnell in Nigeria says April 13th, I was hearing it at 18:58 with muffled audio, an ID at 1900, still on the air at 21:02, and on the 14th it was already heard at 17:58. I've not yet heard a daytime frequency. It's probably Ethiopia on 6030. We reported last week that they say their daytime frequency is now shifted to 6040. And another report of 3390 from Giampiero Bernardini in Italy, April 17th. That is Seaside Listening Post, where the noise is lower, presumably heard, although no ID, between 1900 and 1930. We continue to monitor Firedrake, all musical jamming from China just about every morning here. And every day the set of frequencies is slightly different. One new one which showed up on April 16th was 7970, and we've been hearing it most of the time since. It apparently replaces 8400, heard until 1300 UT. Another new one on April 18th and 19th, around the same time, is 13060. As we reported, Radio Havana Cuba started using 17560 in early April for Europe, starting at 1930 UT. Despite the fact that Voice of America in French to Africa was already using that frequency via Bonaire from 1930 to 2030. Now Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says VOA will be moving, but not until April 22nd. The new frequency for them, 17530. Not only for that hour in French, but the preceding one, which is from the São Tomé transmitter site, starting at 1830. For the last few months, WRMI has been relaying Radio France International in English at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, currently 1400 UT on 9955. However, as of April 15th, they've gone back to relaying Radio Prague during that semi-hour, and it is now 7 days a week instead of 5 days a week for France. That knocks out one of the World of Radio repeats, which I happened to mention last week, but it didn't happen. Saturdays at 1400. Radio France International has kept us guessing about their true shortwave schedule in English. But Mike Baraklov says, as of April 19th, they finally updated their webpage, showing as follows: to East Africa at 04-05, 9805 and 11995, 5-6, 11995 and 13680. 6-7 UT, 15160 and 17800. Then to West Africa, they overlap at the same hour on 11615 plus an additional hour at 07-08 on 15615. Nothing indicated there about days of week. It used to be Monday through Friday only, but apparently it's now 7 days a week. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was hearing 11615 on Sunday, April 17th, during the 0600 hour. If you hear BBC World Service in English on 11645 on unlisted frequency between 05 and 06 UT, it's actually the Radiophilia service from Greece relaying BBC, mainly for a domestic audience, but also carried on this shortwave frequency. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was hearing the world today, April 17th at 0550. But the scheduling for this is, let us say, extremely flexible. Both he and I were listening 24 hours later on April 18th between 05 and 06 when they stayed in Greek. Mike Baraklov points out that Ike Bivert's comprehensive shortwave schedules, which are now available for the A11 season, show English on 11645 from Greece, Monday through Friday from 05 to 06, Saturday at 515 to 530, and Sunday at 0530 to 0600. There's another program on the Voice of Greece, which is nominally in English, since it has an announcement by Angelica Timms. It's Greek in style, but the hour actually consists of nothing but Greek music. Mike says we only hear her doing the canned introduction, which makes him wonder if she is currently working at the station. Well, she could just be among those on strike, even if she still is on the staff. Alan Rowe in England was looking for that program, Greek in Style, Sunday, April 17th at 08, 09, and 11 times, I guess it's previously been heard, but and then tuned in early to check the 1300 UT time slot, just in time to hear her introducing the show at the odd hour of 12:55 on 9420 and 15630. I wonder if she was really outroducing instead of introducing, but Alan assures us he's 100% positive that it was the beginning of the program. It continued beyond 1300. And Anne Finelli in New York was also listening and said it ended, at least on that date, at 1352. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1561. Our website brings you much more information, especially in the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based. For this edition, primarily DXLD number 11-16. Our thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Last week I mentioned the new frequencies for Voice of Justice, the external service from Iran in English to North America, said they were doing quite well at 0130 to 0230 UT. That turns out to be outdated already because they suddenly changed the time of this broadcast to 2 hours later. According to Alan Pennington in Caversham, UK, who happened to pick it up April 18th, it's now at 0330 to 0428, still on the same frequencies, 9605 and 11920. For several months, the only way to hear Israel radio in English on shortwave was via WRN, via WRMI. Monday through Friday at 0500 to 0515, but now that's been replaced by other programming. Around 3975, we normally hear a Korean station with extremely distorted audio drifting about, says Ron Howard in California, and I've also heard it. He keeps checking the frequency, hoping for the return of RRI Pontianak on 3976, but April 19th, around 1400, he was instead hearing a station which sounded like it was coming from the subcontinent with vernacular and indigenous music and song. According to Alan Davies' website, it's Azad Kashmir Radio in Trakhel. It was 30 hertz below 3975. More reports of the so-called Commando Solo broadcasts around Libya on 10405 USB. In shortwave bulletin, Björn Fransson in Sweden was hearing it at 1530 UT on the 27th of March. Arabic messages translated to English. Stop fighting, leave your arms and no harm will come to you, return to your home and family, and so forth. Also reported in the Media Network blog, RNW's Ehard Gadan said at 0809 UT on the 14th of April, Commando Solo on 10405 USB, also announcing an FM frequency, 100.6 MHz in Arabic and English, but it stopped at 0812 and resumed at 0830. It seems they're only on the air for 12 minutes at the top and bottom of the hour. Then there was bubble jamming on 10405, starting at 0940. And another report of this from Giampiero Bernardini in Milano, Italy, April 20th at 1107 on 10405 USB. A message to the Libyan army in Arabic and English, stop fighting and return to your family. This is a good signal, but at 1112, there was strong jamming. The Voice of Free Libya has a website in English now, says Andy Sennett on the Media Network blog, April 19th. It's voicefreelibya, one word, .blogspot.com. It links to live streams of radio and TV and summaries and quotes from some of the programs in Arabic. Last week, we had a report from Radio Netherlands hinting at the possible closure of the Madagascar relay. But now, on the shortwave sites group, Chris Stödberg in Sweden says, I have some news about the Herbie shortwave site. The transmitters are now being dismantled. It'll take about 2 months. Radio Netherlands has bought the transmitters, and they will live for another 5 or 6 years in Madagascar. Of course, last week we also had a report that the antenna towers were being demolished in Sweden, but not the transmitters. Last week we had news from Ron Howard in California that Radio Sundown in West Sipik, Papua New Guinea, had reactivated on 3205, heard it April 10th, but then they were gone for 4 days, but then heard again April 15th, 16th, and 17th before and after 1000 UT, and also heard on April 16th by Dave Volko in Pennsylvania, reporting to Hardcore DX, 30 hertz below 3205 at 1047 past 1053. Ron Howard also says Sundays are a good day to check for this and other Papua New Guinea stations, as on Sunday they often carry sermons in English, making for easier identification. A couple of years ago, the most reliable Peruvian on 60 meters was Radio Vision Chiclayo 4790, on the air all night and with a relatively good signal, but something changed, and lately it's been hard to hear if it's audible at all. But this week we have a couple of reports of it. Ralph Perry in Illinois says he heard it during the overnight slot April 16th at 0840 with Huaños, regular IDs for Radio Vision. It was a weak to fair signal, but still this may be the best time slot for North American DXers to hear it, as they run all night every day except Sunday, he says, and they have a nice Peruvian folkloric musical program at 0800 to 0930. Also reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, April 20th at 0550 to 0603, he says, after various weeks, I've not been hearing it, but heard today on the air in the early morning with a good signal here in northwest Spain. Religious songs in Spanish and comments during the program, which they carry most of the rest of the time, La Voz de la Salvación. And one more report of Radio Vision from David Sharp in New South Wales, April 20th at 10:19 with a sermon, a good signal, but some CODAR QRM, which is usually the case on this frequency. He measured it 70 hertz below 4790. Elections concerning Sarawak were imminent last week, and we had news of some additional transmissions of Radio Free Sarawak opposing the current leadership. Hiroshi on S. Hasegawa in Japan said beside the original broadcast at 10 to 12 UT via Palau on 15420, there was an extension to 1300 on the same frequency, and then 13 to 16 on 15400, and 16 to 18 on 15335, perhaps via Tajikistan. There were also reports from DX Mix News of a test on 15425, the adjacent frequency, but it seemed to be carrying gospel music. I suggest you read the Media Network blog item of April 15th. Radio Free Sarawak says it's being jammed. It's a rather confusing situation, but Andy Sennett says the Malaysian government admitted it could not jam RFS because that would contravene the Human Rights Convention of Geneva. By arranging for a private broker in another country to generate some deliberate harmful interference, the polite term for jamming, it presumably thinks it can get around the rules. It's odd that the broker in Belgium has apparently spoken openly about the contract. Contrary to the published schedule, I finally confirmed the correct time for Amigos de la Onda Corta, the well-done Spanish DX program from Spain. Besides Sundays at 1230 UT on 11880 and many other frequencies, the original airing is Saturdays at 0505, when we can hear it via Costa Rica on 9630. The producer, Antonio Buitrago, has looked into the confusion and says there is also a third airing, but we've not confirmed it, Wednesdays at 0830 on 12035 and 13720. During the past week, every night until closing around 0527, I've noticed jamming against the two frequencies of Radio Dabanga for Sudan. But it's quite different jamming. On 13620, it's a continuous tone from a slightly offset carrier. But we also hear Dabanga from Madagascar. The other frequency, 13730, we cannot hear Dabanga since that's from the UAE, but the jamming is a grinding and oscillating whining noise, or even a ringing sound mixed together. Due to skip distance factors, quite possibly the jammers are coming from outside Sudan by a cooperative sinister ally of Omar al-Bashir. Bill Bigham in South Africa has been monitoring the evening broadcast of Radio Dabanga at 16:30 to 17:30 on 11500 and 13730. The only problem he mentions is a heterodyne against 11500. Hearing Radio Damascus, Syria, in North America is extremely difficult, but in New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark says he heard 9330 in English, March 27th at 2143, improving reception and off at 2200. He was listening on the LSB mode because of WBCQ on 9330.8. In the harmonics group, Wolfgang Büschel has the solution to those Turkish intruders in the ham bands we mentioned last week. They're both Leapfrog mixing products. 9460 leaps over 9785 to land on 10110, and 9460 leaps over 11835 to land on 14210. Also last week, we had a report that BBC would be resuming Chinese and Hindi shortwave broadcasts on April 18th. Based on registrations, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria now says the start date for those is supposed to be May 1st. A BBG press release via Clara Listensprechen, Alakesh Gupta, Imber Gaviria, and Hans-Jürg Biener says David Insor is to serve as Director of Voice of America, ENSOR. The BBG has selected this award-winning broadcaster and communications executive to be the next director of VOA. He's been director of communications and public diplomacy of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan since January 2010 and will join the VOA in June. Before that, he's been a correspondent for CNN, ABC, and NPR. For most of Saturday, April 16th, and part of Sunday the 17th, we were treated to some unique programming on the Brother Stair frequencies of WWRB 9385 and 3185. Instead, they were carrying what I eventually identified as E-Persian radio from Los Angeles. Lots of Persian music and talk. It so happens that both that station and the Overcomer Ministry are on the same satellite transponder, so I can only assume that it was tuned in by mistake. Confuse matters further, this station was relaying Israel Radio's Persian broadcast after 1400. Martin Rode in the Netherlands has an UNID 80 Hz below 6155. April 12th, 15th, and 17th, it's muffled and not sure of the language, but a sizable carrier until blocked by India at midnight 15 UT. He's hearing it as early as 2249. My only suggestion as a possibility is Radio Fides in Bolivia, which varies around this frequency. In DX Listening Digest 11-16, Ed Ensinger in New Jersey explains how he treated his Eaton E1, which developed a severe case of tackiness or stickiness, an hydroscopy condition trapping moisture below the rubberized coating. It took a lot of isopropyl alcohol and elbow grease. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey points out WWV is announcing at 18 past the hour they will cease providing propagation information in September. Meanwhile, that info has been displaced to 19 past the hour. The outlook from Boulder, April 19th, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4, April 29th, May 9th and 10th. Solar fluctuating from 110 to 115, down to 105 on May 6th to 8th, and up to 120 May 11th to 13th. And that's World of Radio number 1561. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program enough to hear me again next week.